Dr. Esther Chu, 47, ER physician and associate professor, Oregon Health and Science University, Portland. I heard one physician say something like, "I feel like I'm standing at the shore, but instead of a wave coming in, it's a tsunami, and I cannot run away." That's what it is. It's bigger than anything that we've faced in our lifetimes. And we do what we always do, what needs to be done. People are having hard discussions with their families about who takes care of my kids if I'm gone. My husband is in radiology, so he's a little distant from patient care, but he's also a physician and goes into the hospital every day. What if? We've had conversations reviewing our own plan for who's going to take our kids. We're very sensitive about our symptoms. I get a little itch to my nose, and I'm like, seasonal allergies are my first symptom. I do a lot of decontamination. I change clothes before I leave the hospital, wash up to my elbows. When I get home, my four-year-old thinks it's a game where she tries to hug me, but I run into the bathroom and shut the door to shower from head to toe before I touch her. She thinks it's hilarious. A four-year-old doesn't really understand viruses. Dr. W. David Hardy, 64, infectious disease consultant. It does feel like wartime. We are at war with a virus. It's the unknown that is hard, that is scary, but we control what we can. Everyone is concerned about contaminating themselves. In the hospital, we have to be mindful to inhibit our automatic motions all the time. It's like working in a surgical suite, but all the time, every day. Every time I hear about healthcare workers getting infected or even dying, which is not a surprise, it sends shockwaves through the staff. It's so easily transmitted person to person that eventually everyone is going to get exposed. The majority will have a mild illness they won't even recognize. What do I tell my loved ones who ask me if it's okay? My parents, they are in their 90s. My dad has diabetes. I have asked them not to leave their house at all, unless it's for a walk outdoors. Don't be friendly, I tell them. This is not the time to say hello.